Fasting from dusk till dawn, hundreds of women and children gathered before sunset in a show of solidarity with the people of the Gaza Strip, who are now under attack by the Israeli army. The attack has claimed at least 700 Palestinian lives, more than 200 of whom are children, and resulted in at least 3,000 injuries in the past 13 days alone. This is the closest these women could get to the Israeli embassy. They are demanding that Jordan sever all ties with Israel.
We want all our presidents to get all the Israeli ambassadors from our land, because we are Islamic land and we don't want killers in our land.
These women believe that the Palestinians who live under Israeli occupation have the right to resist the enemy with whatever means they have. And they see Israel's targeting of Hamas and other Palestinian organizations as a colonial power's attempt to crush legitimate resistance movements. They are confident, nevertheless, that Israel's onslaught is destined to fail in achieving its objectives.
Inshallah, the victory is near. We all support Hamas. We all support the fighters in Hamas.
All over Jordan, there is public resentment at the fact that the country still hosts an Israeli embassy even after the Gaza strikes. Many have taken extraordinary measures to protest against the presence of the Israeli diplomatic mission.
People here have been prevented by security forces from marching on towards the Israeli embassy itself. So what they've done is set up this temporary camp, which is approximately 1 kilometer away from the embassy, in an effort to pressure the government to sever all diplomatic ties once and for all with Israel.
They have gathered just to send one message that they want to sack, to finish any kind of relationships with Israel and to end the Wadi Araba Pact.
Using various mediums to demonstrate the suffering of the Palestinian people, from paintings to projector slideshows to hundreds of tombstones dug into the wet soil, hundreds of people have braved out the late night cold temperatures in order to make their voices heard.
Ever since 9/11, Arabs has been considered as terrorists. Well, actually, what's going on in Gaza right now is a real terrorist act by the Israelis. A lot of innocent people are dying, and it's not right.
It's a Nazi practice. Literally, when they gathered them in one house, 120 people yesterday, and then kept them there for 2 days without water or food, and then they bombed them. This is what they claim that the Nazis have done to them. They're doing it to the people of Gaza.
Through its war on the Gaza Strip, Israel has incurred the wrath of the public throughout the region. What remains to be seen is how the governments of the region will react. Tariq Al-Farah, Press TV, Amman.